Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is Hawa Kamara, and I'll be playing Wendy in Peter Pan.
Yes, the iconic story, the iconic Broadway musical with all the songs we know and love. It's going to be at the National Theater here in D.C., historic spot, running April 9th through the 21st. So get your tickets now. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so it seems to me, either from the Broadway version or the animated Disney version, or, you know, there's been so many versions, I feel like most people probably know this story. But just in case, you know, maybe there's someone listening that hasn't, or, you know, or just so I can play a soundbite of the plot on the radio, just remind us the basic, you know, the premise here of this famous J.M. Barrie story here.
Yeah, sure. So it starts out with the Darling family. Regular old family setting, and in flies Peter Pan, who then talks with Wendy, and they all talk about Neverland, and they fly to Neverland, and there's a bunch of fighting. There's the indigenous tribes that are there. There are the pirates. It's an entirely different magical adventure there, and it's all about childhood and the story of growing up and youth and magic, and it's a really wonderful piece.
Absolutely. And dish on your co-stars. So you're playing Wendy, but yeah, who's playing, you know, Michael and John and then Peter Pan and Captain Hook and Tinkerbell and Tiger Lily, you know, all the big, gosh, there's so many famous characters in this. But yeah, brag on your co-stars on what makes each of them so great in, you know, in those famous roles.
Oh my God, I would love to. So I'll start with Peter. Peter is played by 17-year-old Nolan Almeida. he's from California. He is a wonderful, charming, ambitious person. He plays the role with such honesty and such a genuine approach to it. It is really, really wonderful getting to play with him every night. And then we have Captain Hook, who's played by Cody Garcia. They are really, really, really wonderful to watch. I can't wait for everyone to see it. It is such a wonderful transition from Mr. Darling, because they play both characters, from Mr. Darling to Captain Hook, who is a Captain Hook I don't think anyone's ever seen before. So I'm really excited for everyone to see the version that they've created. Then we have my little brothers, Michael, who's played by either Reed Epley or Cannon Walk. I think both are lovely, lovely little humans. And they are all the kids really are such professionals and really handle the work schedule so, so wonderfully and with such with such pride. And it's always just a fun time for them. And all the kids really, they just make they make the process fun again, because yes, we're all playing kids and we're all playing fun, but they are really playing. So playing with them, it amps me up. So they're both just really cute. I'm excited for you to see them. Then we have our Johns, who are played by William Foon and Micah Turner Lee. And they are also wonderful kids. They really bring magic and they bring the sass, I think, to the John roles, and we all have great chemistry with each other, so it's really, really fun to play with. We have Mrs. Darling, played by Shefali Deshpande, and she is a lovely, lovely mother. She plays the role with such maturity and care, and in a way that mothers are usually portrayed, but also adds in such uniqueness with the way that she treats her children. It is really, really wonderful. And we have Tiger Lily, played by Ray Zaragoza. I'll start that over. We have Tiger Lily, played by Ray Zaragoza. She is an acclaimed singer-songwriter. People may know her. She's a folk singer. She has wonderful music that I think everyone should tune into. And she brings something serious to Tiger Lily, and I think everyone should also be prepped to watch her play. Let me make sure that's it.
Is there a Tinkerbell, or is that like a flashlight where we clap and that kind of thing?
Tinkerbell is a flashlight, but she is also her own character, and she does have her own sass, and we have very sassy conversations with one another. So she's a character in and of herself. And I also want to shout out my ensemble and everyone who plays, who double plays a pirate or double plays an indigenous person and then plays a lost boy. I mean, everyone puts so much love and passion into this project, and it's shown so well. So, I mean, I think they're the biggest stars of our show. And I believe that's all our characters. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for, I'm sure the whole cast appreciates the shout outs. So wait, so just to follow up, is there the famous moment where we got to clap the, you know, National Theater will be the audience clapping to bring Tinkerbell back to life?
Yes. Expect to clap to bring Tinkerbell back, please. Although you don't need to expect it. Nolan Almeida, once again, you'll fall in love with him, and he'll bring it out of you.
Awesome. Well, hey, so I mean that the flashlight of Tinkerbell is just one of the many sort of visual elements. Let's dive into some of the visual elements because I believe it's like a new adaptation by Larissa Fast Horse.
Yes.
Directed by Lonnie Price, choreography Lauren Lataro, for this touring version. But yeah, like, so how is the National Theater going to be transformed visually into Neverland and the pirate ship, the Jolly Roger, and gosh, there's flying on wires. Like, there's so much in Peter Pan. But yeah, describe some of the visual cool elements, the magical stuff.
Yeah, sure. Our creative team really all worked together to create a sort of a three-dimensional show that sort of puts the audience into the show in a way, at least with the flying, and I'll explain it. So the flight choreography is by Paul Rubin, and he has been doing this for years. He loves bragging about it. He is a genius at this. I mean, we've been doing it so many times. I feel so safe and so comfortable in that harness, and so does everyone else, and it's really, really magical the way that the audience is transcended into Neverland with us as we fly there. And that also goes to David Mangali, who is the projection designer. So you'll see with the LED screen how that helps with telling the story and how it complements the set, which is by Anna Luisos, and how all of these elements really uplift the show and tell the story in ways that the script alone couldn't do alone. It all ties in together, and it's all complementary of each other. So it's really all a beautiful way of bringing Neverland to life.
I love it. And then, of course, in addition to the visual elements, we have to talk about the iconic music because I grew up watching, we had an old VHS tape. Well, of course, you know, I guess some friends had the Disney one. I'd seen that a bunch too. But the one that we had in our house was the Mary Martin, you know, 1950s. It was like they filmed, you know, just like they just did it with Hamilton on Disney Plus recently, where they filmed the Broadway stage. And my childhood, you know, brain blew my mind as a kid watching them fly around and everything. But I know those songs by heart. So remind us some of the famous ones from the show.
Absolutely. So we have Neverland, which is about Peter singing about his a homage, basically, to his home and how beautiful it is. And the way that Nolan sings it, it really paints the picture beautifully. We have I Won't Grow Up.
I won't grow up.
Which is exactly that. You'll see a wonderful dance number there. So those are some classics. And then we also added a new song called Friends Forever that you guys haven't seen before, which replaced a previous song that was harmful. And
which one? I want to know which was the harmful one. You mean, is it like a Tiger Lily harmful? You mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
It was the Uggle Wug song.
Oh, gosh. Uggle Wug. Oh, yeah. Well, it was the 50s and certain things, you know, go by the wayside. How, you know, every year we do it, it's better. We got to keep improving it and modernizing it, right?
Right, right. So we had to cut that one out. And this one still gives Tiger Lily a voice and makes it more about empowerment of everyone in Neverland and friendship and the coming together of everyone. It's a real large and tying ensemble number. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys to see that.
I'm trying to remember some of the other famous ones. Peter sings, I've Got a Crow.
I've Got a Crow. Yes, there's I've Got a Crow. And ooh, there's also some awesome projections in that number, too. I'm excited for everyone to see.
Yeah. What, like the shadow chasing him around or something?
Yeah, the shadow will be doing some funky stuff. And
nice.
It'll blow some minds, I think.
And then, of course, I'm flying, that one.
Yeah.
So many and good ones.
He will fly, be impressed.
That's
it's
awesome.
Always so wonderful flying and then being up in the air and seeing everyone's faces, or seeing the kids at least, and seeing their little mouths being ajar. And sometimes they gasp every time when he flies or when he flies through the window. It's really nice to see the impact that we're having.
Well, I have more than enough to work with about the show, but I guess sort of, you know, final seconds here before we run. Tell us about, you know, yourself. Do you have any local DC ties, or just how you got, if not, you know, how you got into acting in wherever you grew up?
Yeah, I don't have any local ties other than Anna Golden. Shout out to my sister from college, Emerson College.
WTOP, yeah.
How I got into acting. I started when I was in the third grade, or my sister started, and I watched her in High School Musical, and I was like, whoa, this is life-changing. And then I started doing my little school shows, and I ended up going to Performing Arts High School in New York called LaGuardia. And then I decided to go to Emerson College to get my BFA in musical theater, where I met Anna. First week, actually, sort of crazy. And I mean, I booked this like the week after I graduated. So this is just the beginning of my journey, I think. And I'm really excited to see what comes next and to see where this goes. And yeah, it's a short, sweet story that I hope goes on for a long time.
Absolutely. And where do we fall in the run, by the way? I know it's like a national, or maybe even like a North American tour, but yeah, where does DC fall in the run here?
Like how far? I think you guys are our sixth city, maybe?
Okay, so relatively towards the front then.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, congrats on landing the role. That's a huge role. I mean, aside from Peter, I mean, that's the other lead, if you ask me. I mean, I guess Captain Hook, probably the three big ones. But yeah, that's a big role. So congrats.
Thank you.
Again, everyone, check out Peter Pan. It flies into National Theater here in D.C. from April 9th through the 21st. Spread in pixie dust. Transform into Neverland. All that good stuff. Clap for Tinkerbell. It's just I can't think of a show with so many iconic moments. We're just rattling them off. You know, it's incredible. But hey, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.